Faith automatically comes. You don't have to feel something. It comes. It knows what to do with the word. This word, these words are filled with the faith of God. That faith is in you. That victory is already in this book. This is the victory book.
The answers you need to walk in victory are already inside of you. Join Kenneth Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory and discover God's plan of accessing faith and wisdom to experience His supernatural results.
Acts chapter 10, verse 43. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision or the Jews which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Acts chapter 19. Praise God. Acts chapter 19, verse 1. It came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, finding certain disciples. And he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we've not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, to what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. So here's a group of Baptists in Ephesus. Well, yeah. Amen.
There were.
Yeah, that's what they were. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So here they were baptized in water in the name of Jesus. When Paul laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Glory be to God. They spoke with tongues and they spoke edification, exhortation, and comfort. That's simple prophecy. Now, that leads us then into 1 Corinthians. Shall we go there, please? In the 12th, 13th, and 14th chapters. Now, in the 12th chapter, we're introduced to what is referred to as the gifts of the Spirit. Actually, maybe a more a better expression would be manifestations of the Holy Spirit. This is the way He manifests Himself. A person that's born again but has not yet received being baptized with the Spirit, but don't you or anybody else ever say that a person like that does not have the Holy Spirit, because you do. Mm-hmm. There are 9 fruit of the Spirit, And without the nine fruit of the Spirit, you're not going to get into the manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit. The fruit comes first. Love, joy, peace. Huh? Starting with love always. That's God. Who has joy. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. If you're having physical weakness and all of that, check out your joy. Check out your joy. You don't have to feel good to have joy. The joy is in there if you're born again. Now develop it. Develop it. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Glory to God. I count it all joy when I fall into different tests and temptations and trials. Because I have access to the wisdom of God in this thing, and I have victory over it. I have victory. Glory to God. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even my faith. I have victory over death. I'm a victory believer. I have victory in the new birth. I have victory in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I have victory in speaking in other tongues. I have victory in everything I do, every word I speak. Glory to God. I have victory words in my heart, my mouth, my mind. Hallelujah. I am the victory of Jesus going somewhere to manifest. Hallelujah. As long as this book says, by his stripes ye were healed, I'm not going to quit. And I'm not going to be too sick to go to the healing service. No. My goodness, I remember back in early days, I'd attack so many different ways. At one time, I got my big toe so infected I could hardly get my shoe on. Oh, man, I didn't want to go preach and walk around on that foot. Come on, put them shoes on and go. It wasn't because I was so tough, because I cried all the way to the car. But you get over in the spirit, boy, your body don't count.
That's right.
Just shut the thing down. Go anyway. I got so sick in Oklahoma City, I couldn't get out of bed. Just woke up with all the flu symptoms so bad, I could not get up. I could not get out of bed. I had a morning service. And I said, I couldn't. I could step out on the floor and just this room just go around so bad and just fall over. So, we were staying in the home of a widow woman. It was a boy. I'm telling you, Lavinia James. You talk about a war horse for God. This woman was just dynamite. She was so powerful. She'd been healed of cancer in Oral Roberts' meeting, and she just started going to all old Brother Roberts' meeting, taking every sick person she could find and getting them into those meetings. Praise God. Well, we were staying in Lavinia's home. I was preaching in a church there, and for Brother Hartfield. And oh, I said, Gloria, you're going to have to help me. So, and just lying in the bed, she helped me and got me undressed. And I said, I'm either going to have to go unshaving or you're going to have to shave me. Well, I had no way I was going to trust her with that blade. So she said, Lavinia, do you have an electric shaver? She said, yes, I do. She said, Gloria caught me by the hair and held my head up like that and shaved my face. I have no idea what it looked like. But it must, evidently did pretty good. So Lavinia drove and got over there to the church. And I walked up to the pulpit. And I'm telling you, I walked up there and caught a hold of that. And the room started spinning. And I was about to fall on the floor. And I said, I'll be right back. Well, the choir practice room was right behind the platform there. And I just went around and went in that choir room. And I want you to know with a loud voice. I've learned there are times when you have to speak with a loud voice.
Yes. Yes.
Most especially in other tongues.
Yes.
Other tongues. Look at this. Look at this right here. Verse in chapter 13, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love. Well, I was walking in love, glory to God. And I intend to speak in the tongues of men and angels, glory to God. Particularly talking to the devil. Take your filthy hands off my body. This body belongs to Jesus and Gloria, not you. And I just went after him with everything. Just went, walked back out there, glory to God, and then caught a hold of that pulpit, and it started trying to waver around a little bit, glory to God. So I just preached on healing a couple of hours, praise God. Walked out of there completely well. That has happened to me over the last 52 years over and 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 over again. Glory to God. Victory in Christ Jesus! Hallelujah! And as you go and you stay in the Word, praise God, it becomes less and 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 less, and it'll get to where you don't even have to pull that sword out. Just rattle it a little bit. I'm telling you, it hurts. It hurts him. It hurts him. It is dangerous. It hurts the devil. That word hurts him. That name hurts him. That blood destroyed him. Jesus punished him in hell. He literally punished him. He punished him. He defeated him in awesome combat with words and power. Hallelujah. You just take that word, praise God, pull that sword out and say, here, Satan, hold this. And then twist. And let the word fight its own fight. And there's coming that day. There's coming that day. Hallelujah. When having done all the stand, you've just stand. You've got that bulldog never turned loose. By God, I'll never quit faith. And you just don't quit. And you just keep on.
Yes.
And you just keep on, and you just keep on, and you just keep on, and you keep on, and you keep on, and you keep on, and you keep on. And it'll come to that place where it'd be like what John Osteen, Joel's dad, said. Amen. Excuse me. He said, oh, the devil. Walking down the street, he got all these little devils following him. And he said, now you go in that house there. And the Lord says, you go in that house there. You go in that house, don't go in that one there. No, no. Lord, don't go in there. Don't go in there. That woman will beat the daylights out of you. Don't go in there. Go in this one over here. That woman will kill you. When Dodie was diagnosed with liver cancer, stage 4.
Yep.
And John and Dodie called Gloria and me, and we set ourselves in agreement with them. And I mean, they told Dodie Osteen that there was no way. She couldn't live. She took the word, put her eyes on it, read all of her healing scriptures every morning. Every night, out loud to herself, and never did quit her duties. She said there were some days she felt like she was going to die and fall in the floor. but she would not quit. She wouldn't let anybody come in and make up her beds for her. She wouldn't quit. She absolutely refused to quit. She flat wouldn't quit. She 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 wouldn't quit. She's still alive today. You see these tabs in my Bible. Those are the healing scriptures that I got out of her book. Put your eyes on these. Feed on them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Talk about them. Yes. Like I was saying earlier, school yourself into it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That's right. You just start. See, faith automatically comes. You don't have to feel something. It comes.
Yes.
It knows what to do with the word. This word, these words are filled with the faith of God. That faith is in here. That victory is already in this book. This is the victory book.
Yes.
Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And when you're hearing the word, faith is coming right now.
Yes.
Faith is coming right now.
Yes.
It's coming. It's been coming all week. I'm telling you, by Saturday night, you're going to be drinking gunpowder soup. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Eating tiger meat. Chewing nails. Oh, listen to Bill Whiston long enough and you pull your shirt back and there's Super Bill. Don't ever listen to Bill Winston right before you go to bed. I made that mistake. I've never done that again. Well, I can't say I've done it again. But I'm telling you, one night I got so thrilled listening. I've got him on the DVR. And I got so thrilled listening to him. I jumped up and I'm stomping up and down in the middle of the bed. And now I got to lay down and go to sleep. Are you kidding me? No, you watch Bill in the morning. Hallelujah. Glory, yeah, there you go. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can I give you just a little word about... watching the Reverend. This is deep now.
Okay.
Sometimes the mustache is there. Sometimes the mustache is not there. I say, Gloria, the mustache is there tonight. There we go. Like she said, this, well, it's a little smaller today than it was yesterday. Attention to what he said. Well, now, Bill is in the very same position that I am in as a prophet of God. He married way above himself. That Veronica Winston is the reason that man is a success. The reason that Gloria Copeland is the reason that I'm a success. Same thing true of you too, Tom. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's these praying women.
Come on.
Veronica Winston can absolutely pray heaven and earth together.
Come on.
She reminds me of my mother. She's another don't quit, don't give up, tongue-talking woman that just stays there like Darlene. Amen. Where's your hat, Butch? Stand up, Butch. Nobody has seen you without your hat on, man. Turn around and look at somebody. The cowboy preacher. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Did you get anything out of this morning? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Our time has come. I want to go back over there, and I will close with this. 16th chapter of John. I want to look at this again. Look again at verse 13. Now we've stepped into a place where we can touch this. How be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said he'll take what's mine and he'll show it to you by praying in the Spirit, by listening to the Spirit, by walking in the Spirit, by walking in the love of God. I want you to know we can find out anything God knows that pertains to our life and our future.
Yeah. Right.
And now you can understand what I'm saying when I say, praise God, you pray in tongues long enough, you can find out anything you need to know. The only reason you haven't spoken in tongues is because you haven't. If you're born again. Well, I was afraid I might get the wrong thing. Well, the word, key word there is afraid. Yep. What kind of a God do you think you serve?
Come on.
11th chapter of the book of Luke. Yep. That's absurd. Verse 9, I say unto you, ask, it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Do you believe that?
Yes.
You're agreeing with it, but do you really believe it? Then get over there on Mark 11, 23, 24, and 25, and don't get off of it until you do. This is written in red, you understand? This is the Master himself speaking. If a son, you have to be born again before you begin to seek the baptism with the Holy Spirit. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a demon? A serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? That is a biblical impossibility with God. Your fears are unfounded. If you then, being evil or being natural, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?
To awaken to God's righteousness is to know who you are in Christ and live in the reality that He has already equipped you with everything you need. Learn more in the Becoming God Inside Minded package, two power-packed resources by Kenneth Copeland, the Force of Righteousness book, and the Faith in the Heart of the Believer CD, also available as digital downloads. Study these teaching materials together and you'll see how righteousness is a spiritual force that undergirds your faith. They work together. A righteous consciousness expects God's word to be true and plans for success. You were made to be an overcomer. In every country, in every culture, in every generation, find out what God's faith and righteousness in you can do to change the world around you and bring you to a place of total victory. Start receiving everything that God has in store for you. Start living from the inside out. Become God inside minded today.
God has made a way for you to receive every heavenly resource that you'll need in life. Find out more in the Becoming God Inside Minded package, this week's free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To request yours, go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Today, Brother Copeland showed us a process. When you come up against a problem in your life, you seek God for the answer, but you look inside. This is where the answers are. You access the wisdom of God by praying in the Spirit for His supernatural plan and results. And this is what it means to live life from the inside out, not the outside in. And our offer this week is the Becoming God Inside Minded Package. And that's a book and a CD by Kenneth Copeland. You've got to begin learning right now how faith releases every heavenly and earthly resource that is ready to meet your needs. We do this all by faith. So no matter where you are in life, and it doesn't matter if you're going to school or if you're starting a family, building a business, you apply these principles of faith and the process of praying in the Spirit to anything in life, and that's how you receive the wisdom of God. And you need His wisdom in all these areas and every area of life. And this is something, these materials are something you will keep in your faith library forever. You want to get a hold of these today. They're free. You can get them at kcm.org. Now, I want to invite you to a very special event, New Year's Eve. That's December 31st, right here at Eagle Mountain International Church on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Brother Copeland will be there that night preaching the Word of God. And we want you to come hear what the Lord is saying to us about this year that's coming up. Get God's heart on the new year before the new year gets here, and it will guarantee your success. It's going to be a New Year's Eve celebration. I promise you, you will enjoy. For service time and other information, go to kcm.org. Now, if you are needing direction in your life for these days, weeks, months, even the years ahead, then you don't want to miss tomorrow's broadcast with Brother Copeland. He's going to be talking to us about how to follow God's perfect plan for your life. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
The partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries have made today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast available for you to receive free on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Go to kcm.org for details. Shipping charges may apply. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.